What is up, guys, and welcome to episode 19 of the FMC show. I'm Kyle X, and today we've got with us the Irishman, Parkera.
Top of the morning to you.
The Welshman, Super Swan.
Croeso I Gymru.
And the Scottishman, Cheech. How are you, Cheech?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
See, yeah, we've got the full UK today.
We are multilingual.
No compliment.
Yeah, we're just gonna pretend that Parkera is Irish for the show, and he's gonna do an Irish accent throughout. He doesn't know it yet, but well, he does now.
Yeah,
surprise.
Okay, so there's no stats really for the pod at the minute. Same amount of countries. 20 countries though is still quite. I'm quite happy with that. 20 countries so far. Yeah,
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good for a full-on UK-based football manager podcast. We've got 67 average listener for the since last week. We're still up and around the 70s, which is good. We've got quite a solid listener base by the sounds of things. So things are going good. If you do get the chance, guys, please do leave a review and a rating on your favourite podcast provider. It really
minimum
does help.
Five stars. It has
minimum
to be a top
of five
rating.
Stars, yeah. Yeah, 10 if you're 10 if you're feeling generous. Even if it doesn't have 10, just give us 10 anyway.
Just give us 2 5 ratings. It's fine.
Yeah, that works. Basic maths. There you go. 2 5 ratings.
Yeah. Yep. So you do a 5 rating, and then get your mum or your nan or your dog or your fish to do a 5 rating, and everyone will be happy. Like a 10-star rating, then, isn't it? Let's move on to save updates. Cheech, you can go first because you are
honoured guest.
The honoured guest, special one. You're the special one today.
Yeah.
Not Swan.
Yeah. Probably not in the traditional sense of that word, but yeah. I'm just still working on my journeyman, to be honest. We just finished up the third season where we played. We got to the Build Base Trophy final, which was quite good. But I'm getting itchy feet, to be quite honest. I'm looking at other jobs and seeing what else is available, but I think because I started so low in the game that the manager reputation isn't high enough yet, so I'm just kind of working on getting badges to get that up. But it's been not bad. I've won 2 league titles and a cup in the first 3 years.
I was going to say, because you said you was going to try and leave Atherton last season, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you seem to be having the same problem I had with my save, where you just can't get anywhere because your badges aren't.
Yeah, mate, and the jobs that are coming up, I'm actually having a look right now, and the jobs that are there aren't great, so I'm just kind of holding off.
Yeah, so you're still with Atherton in your, what's the save called?
Route to the Fruit.
Route to the Fruit, that's it.
Yeah, just still on there, just grinding away, really. I think at some point this season, because I am doing a coaching badge just now, I'll get probably a different club. It's just, this, like you're saying, it's just probably going to be a sidestep.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be for now anyway. Maybe a club that's got some decent money or something like that.
Good luck in that level of football.
Yeah,
that's the hardest bit, isn't it? It's trying to find those coaching badges to get better, to get a better club. And yeah. I know starting out is so difficult at the beginning
Especially when you're starting that low as well, because no one's got money, which means everyone's in financial difficulty which means no one's getting badges.
Your second job came up there, but they're in the division we just got promoted from. So I'm like, do I take that, get a bigger budget, but I drop down a division again?
I probably would go for that, because York are probably more capable of going further up, but then you're not getting as much. You're basically just taking York back to where they're from rather than taking Atherton up to where you've taken them already. Do you know what I mean?
Well, York would still have a bigger reputation too, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Well, only by half a star, mate. So it's really not that big a difference.
Oh, no. Okay, Parkera, as you piped in.
Yeah, well, my save update is I thought about loading it today.
That's an improvement.
Bloody lockdown. Look, it makes you crazy. I was going to do that.
Baby steps, Parkera. Baby steps.
I'll tell you what, by the end of this 4-week lockdown, I'll probably be producing it again.
That's what we like to hear. Okay, so Super Swan, how is your save going? Campus to Champions.
Yeah, it's going
really
well.
Are you champions yet?
Well, we are champions of Holland, which is a good start to our time at PSV. So we went unbeaten for the longest time, but we did sadly lose our unbeaten run to Ajax in an absolute 3-0 hammering, which was a bit of a reality check, to be honest with you, thinking, oh, we're going to go the whole season unbeaten. And then Ajax turned up and absolutely ruined us. But we did win the league, which is really good. So we're now going into the following season. And we've started off by winning the illustrious Johan Cruyff Shield, or the Johan Cruyff Schaal in Dutch. Because, you know, my Dutch pronunciation is pretty spot on. I've been learning from the best. So yeah, we're going into season two now. We're sticking for another season. We're going to try and defend the title this year.
Good stuff. Did anyone else get the feeling of wanting to start singing For the Longest Time? You know, when you said For the Longest Time?
Yeah.
Nah.
Is it just me? I've just got it going around in my head now. I just can't stop singing.
Well, if you want to let it out and have a sing a song, then you crack on, mate. We'll all be with you.
For the longest time. Oh. For the
okay, but stop now. We're in 10 countries.
Okay, we've dropped countries, okay.
We don't get a three-star review.
Yeah, yeah. Just lost a rating.
I thought we were going to break out a cappella. I thought we were going to do one of them, what are they called?
Oh, you definitely lose everything we had.
The flash dances or whatever they're called. okay, so my save, I'm still with Cucullin. We've not got very far. I had a week off last week because I had so much to do. Not last week, week before, wasn't it? But we're getting there. I've managed to pick up one badge. I've already done one badge there, and I'm currently doing my second badge. So again, I'm in the same situation as Cheech, but I've had to take a sideways step into Finland to get that. I am looking to maybe, after doing this badge, I think it's my national A. No, is it national A? The higher A?
Yeah, I think it's the highest one you can get in national.
National A, yeah. So I'm doing my national A now. I've got my national A. I'm doing the next one, I think. So once I've got done that, I should be able to get a better job. Should be able to.
I think we were second in the league the last time I checked in, mate.
Yeah, we got relegated, didn't we? So we should be going back up. But we are. There is a team that's, I can't remember what they're called now, but they're really, really falling in my side. And we lost to them as well make them go above us, which really, really sucks. But if we go up, I think I'll just leave. I think, in fact, if we don't go up, I'll probably still leave. I don't know if I want to stay there. I don't mind it. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, but I just don't think the club's ambitious enough.
You know, you should use and abuse them. So use them for the coaching badges. Yeah, and then once you've got them, yeah.
But I feel so bad doing that. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's just a gap. I did not just say that. Ninja, I did not just say that. Like, I don't know why I feel so bad about it. Like, I really don't. But I feel bad for using clubs just to get badges. I feel like I should give something back in every club that I go to.
I think, to be honest, if you get them promoted, that's definitely them getting something out of you as well.
Yeah, I was just saying the same thing.
I got them relegated, didn't I? So, well, I didn't.
After one game, it's a record.
Yeah. I was going to say, how many games did it take you to get them relegated?
One game.
Oh, well, I think you owe them a promotion.
So, to be fair, they were going down anyway. Like, unless, barring a miracle, you know, like they would have gone down anyway. So, you're right. I'm going to go with you guys. I'm probably doing them a favour. So, that's our save updates, guys. I do want to mention quickly on mine as well that I have started a new one, which is going to move us nicely onto the next thing we talk about. For using the Mad Scientist 0607 database, but this is exclusively on my channel, on my YouTube channel, not my Twitch channel, like my Journeyman save. So, with that being said, we can talk about it a bit more as we talk about the Mad Scientist 0607 database. Has anyone had a little go on it yet? Or
I haven't yet. I will actually purchase it. I was just researching the league last night. I had a watch of your video as well, mate. So that looks pretty good. I think for people that are going to download it, they will notice it looks on the surface a bit buggy. But that's just because you can't really put people's history in when you're doing a custom database. Yeah. So I think what you noticed is people were there, but they jumped a few years and it said they didn't play for a club before.
I think
that's just the way it's got to be set up because it's a custom database from the past kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I completely agree with you there because I had an issue with it weren't an issue, but I've got Danny Rose. I've got Danny Rose playing for me, and he's on loan. He's on loan to us, but he's on loan to us
in real life.
In real life now, yeah. So I think they've. I mean, you got to entitle him to miss a couple of bits out. And, you know,
things like that will be, but I think it's just a history thing that people look and think, is that a bug? But it's not really. It's just, but like you're saying, a wee transfer here or there. It's quite easy to do that.
Yeah, because I mean, I remember it saying for mine, it said because obviously I'm doing the Newcastle one. It said Michael Owen. My first episode, I was looking at Michael Owen. And it said he started obviously at Liverpool, went to Real Madrid, and then came to Newcastle, and then it went back, and then he was at Newcastle again, and it was like, well, so it left out the fact that he'd ever gone to Stoke and he'd ever gone to.
Yeah.
You know, so they have done all they can do, I think, with that. But yeah, I get what you mean by it sort of coming across quite buggy.
I mean, it's a lot of work if you think about it.
How much
data he's got to change and alter? I mean,
While we're all spending 6 months playing the game when it's brand new coming out, he doesn't do that. He literally sits in his like dark dungeon
laboratory.
He's basically sat in there for 6 months just fucking around with data, like, so you know, I don't envy him at all, and I think we all the people that I mean when he did his release, and bearing in mind he's not generally a Twitch streamer, he literally had like 200, between 250, 300 viewers.
That's amazing. That's so nice. Good.
Yeah, and for someone who literally just goes on Twitch once or twice a year to release his databases, you know, that shows how many people appreciate his work.
I was just going to say, that's a testament to show how many people follow his work and how high quality his work is, that so many people want to check out like an early release or an early view of that database. So it is really amazing that
you get a big deal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Not on so often, it's like, oh, this guy's on, what a big deal, everybody check this out.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, that's exactly what you want, isn't it? I mean, you don't, like, I know with Twitch, it's very much, you know, you've got to build up that audience, you've got to sort of be on constant so that people know when you're on and all that. But if you can get it like he's got it, that's incredible. And it just goes to show that you're doing the right things, even though you're not on consistently, and all that. To get 250 people from such a niche game as well, all in your stream at once, is incredible. So I did want to just say, although we are, you know, picking out little bits here and there, like with the bug, the look of it being buggy and stuff like that, by no means are we slating this at all.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've been friends with Mad. I think I said this in the last one. Been friends with Mad Scientist since basically day one that I started, and pretty much day one he started as well. And I've played most of his database, and they're all brilliant. And he only started doing it. Is it 2018? So as well, he's probably learning new things as well. So
To be fair, I mean, if him kind of change up the main editor every year when they do a release too, so you kind of have to
learn it all over again. Yeah,
learn it all over again. Learn the quirks and the new bits and bobs that SI have put in for the new editors. So on top of doing what he's doing, so yeah.
But it just shows his talent, really, that every year he can still make a high quality database, very accurate historic database, even when we get those changes to the editor every year. So I think, again, it's just a testament to how amazing work he puts in every year to give us these databases, which are all really, really good.
Yeah.
Agree.
What I would be interested in, actually, is finding out how he comes up with the attributes. I don't know if he's went back and found the attributes from like FM06, and then just added in the new attributes or whatnot. But
I think that's what he tries to do, yeah, Cheech. I think, yeah, he does.
It shows you how like much work goes into it.
Yeah, so he's got to find all the attributes of each player, individual player, and then add them into the new one as well. Yeah, like I said, I don't envy him at all.
No, it's a massive job, massive.
Yeah, and I think it's good as well because he spends the first 6 months of the year of Football Manager coming out doing this. Like, by that time, once you've played Football Manager, as brilliant as it is, halfway through the year, you do tend to get a little bit sort of, you know, when you're playing the same save over and over and over again. So in bringing these out, it sort of gives everyone a second wind, if you like. Do you know what I mean? Like a bit of extra like reason to play. Mm-hmm. And with them being sort of nostalgic databases as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it plays on the nostalgia factor a lot.
Yeah, it's like bringing back an old game and, you know, reinventing an old game sort of thing almost.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking, I'm thinking about it. I will actually purchase it myself. And the reason why that is because if I believe right, that's the season that Chelsea came so close to winning the quadruple and they only came second to Man United by about 6 points.
Chelsea won that season, didn't they? Oh, no.
No,
Man United won it that time, didn't they?
Yeah, 6 points in it, but I think...
Like, Chelsea had won it two seasons before, hadn't they?
Yeah, I'm quite tempted to try up a Chelsea save to see if I can win the league that third season.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, like, we all love the nostalgic feel of it, but sometimes it's hard to go back to playing them games because we're so spoiled with Football Manager how it is now that going back to Championship Manager 06 or Football Manager 06, it's just... it's not the same. So to be able to play with the current graphics and all that, but with the teams, the great teams of yesteryear, really, really does sort of mix it up and make it a better experience, I think.
Yeah. I think it's the best of both worlds, isn't it? Because you've got the modern way the game plays now on the match engine and the 3D and stuff, but mixed in with the best players from when you remember back in the day as well. Yeah. It kind of brings them both together really well, which is why I think he gets so many fans and so much support, because you can get so much more playtime out of it. Like, you can sim on 20 years and see where the players end up. Does it match real life or not? There's so many possibilities you can use that database for. So I think it's probably the best.
It's funny you should say that, because I was thinking about doing something similar, but now it's out in the open. I haven't decided. I was just thinking about it. But yeah, I was thinking about doing like a couple of little experiments, but... I'm not sure if I'm going to... I'm enjoying what I'm doing with it at the minute, apart from the fact I can't get rid of Michael Owen.
Can't get rid of him?
I can't get rid of him. Like, literally, They are, yeah. He's got 20 finishing. Like, but I refuse to have him play for me. Like,
why would you want to get rid of a striker with 20 finishing?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because, well, there's three reasons, right? Shola Amiobi, Andy Carroll... and because he's an absolute idiot.
See, Carroll's would be fine, but he's made of glass, so
exactly. Well,
apparently not. He's got a natural fitness of 14. People, he's got a natural, like, I don't know. Like, this is probably one of the bugs that we were talking about. Yeah. There's no way Michael Owen has got a natural fitness of 14. Like,
you know what? That should be like 4. His attributes at the time before he started getting injured every game.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
Because he got ruined at Liverpool, didn't he? And since then he's played at Real Madrid and now he's at Newcastle. So it wouldn't have been, he would have been getting injured still.
I think you just need to play him more. I think you need to find the love for Michael Owen again and sort of embrace his natural talent.
Well, the thing is,
how deep is your love?
Exactly. Exactly.
Not very for him. But I did play it up to the first episode that I wanted to play. So my first episode with a live com even was I played against Man United, and I thought I'd do that because they're the team, if you like. and they were like three games in the Premier League. So I thought, I'll make that my first live com. But I played it on the laptop downstairs. So I put it on the cloud save. And when I got up to the Man United game, I saved it so I could play the Man United game on this computer. And basically, it wouldn't cloud save over. So I've had to replay the last three games. And the first time I played, Middlesbrough were first. We were second. And we'd won both games. I played Watford and Fulham. But then when I had to replay it because the cloud save wouldn't save over from my laptop to my main PC, I ended up having to play them games again. And it didn't turn out the same.
That old chestnut.
Yeah, that old chestnut.
I didn't win all three games in the first of the season, so I had to start again.
Well, no, I played a lot of the friendlies and all that. It was only the two Premier League games, and I played Cork City in the Euro Cup best finish or something like that. So, anyway, we're going off on a bit of a tangent onto my save here. We're talking about the Mad Scientist's database. So, yeah, they are pretty cool. Like, looking back at these teams and seeing, you know, the teams that they once were. Like, do you remember when Man United were good?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
I know I had a look through the save, through the database, I think it was the other night, because I've purchased the database and I've gone through it. And it's amazing to see, like, players in their prime. Like, if you look at the Premier League, you've got, like, sort of Gerrard, Lampard, John Terry, you know, those type of players all in their prime. And you look at their attributes and they're absolutely insane. And then I was even looking at, like, some of, like, today's players. And I think there's, like, a 14-year-old Neymar playing for Santos. Yeah. There's, like, you know... So this is where I think it's going to be really interesting for saves, because we already know who the wonder kids are going to be.
Well, that's
so just
it.
But it could be a case of whether they reach
their wonder kid potential.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
Because Neymar, I've signed him on my save, obviously for the future because he's 14. I've signed him on my save, but he's I can't have him until 2013 because he's not played enough games to get a work permit yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So, even though you could get him at 14, it's like he might not be that good because no one else can buy him now. So he's going to be at Santos for 4 years, three or four years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rather than going to the bigger clubs, and you know, so it depends how they turn up, but. Schneider.
Oh, where's Schneider?
Yeah, he's I think he's 19 on it or 20. Who else is there? I haven't even looked for Messi. I don't think will he be on there?
Messi should be.
He is on there.
Should be in Barcelona, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think it was the season he broke into the team. I think into the Barca first team.
Was it? I haven't even searched for him. I know. Oh yeah, because Cristiano Ronaldo is sort of like 20.
Yeah, he'd
25
be on
or something.
Yeah, Ronaldo.
Man United. He's already at United on database. So
yeah, we got him fairly young.
Aguero as well. Aguero should be quite young.
Yeah, he'd be at Atletico, wouldn't he? Yeah,
Aguero is at Atletico. Yeah, I remember seeing that on the stream. Torres.
Yeah, he'll be still good.
Joe, when I was saying about the cloud save, the original one that I had, Middlesbrough were top of the league. Their striker had played three games and scored four goals. And do you know who it was?
Torres.
No. He actually played for Middlesbrough.
Yakubu.
I'd forgotten completely that Yakubu had even played for Middlesbrough.
He's a legend. I love Yakubu because funny enough, slight tangent. Last season I did Mad Scientist's 03-04 database and I took over as Portsmouth manager. And Yakubu was in my team then and he was an absolute machine up front. So, as they say, feed the yak and he will score.
Yeah. Yeah. So there is some incredible players, like, and you kind of forget about them. I know, they're not. Some of them aren't the greats, you know, because you remember the greats, don't you? But you don't really remember the ones underneath the greats for too long. Like, you might remember them for a few seasons, but after that, you completely forget about them. Like Titus Bramble, like he, I say great. He wasn't even good.
You know, I was going to say, that's the other end of the scale, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but still, it was like, I'd forgotten he played for Newcastle. You know, I support him and everything, but it was just like, some of these names just sort of fade out and go under the radar after a little while. And I thought it was quite good to sort of go back and... Ryan Taylor's another one. I brought Ryan Taylor back to Newcastle at a younger age.
I was looking through the Liverpool team, and I was seeing players like Florence Cinema Pongol and Anthony Letalek and Gibril Cissé, I was seeing, and I was just like, oh my word, like, look, it's like a nostalgia trip from like 15 years ago. It's insane.
Yeah, and they're exactly the sort of guys I'm talking about, the ones that you just sort of fade out of memory because they're not talked about all the time. They're just like, and then you go back and you're like, oh, do you remember when he played for Liverpool? Or, you know, and also this was the season after Roy Keane left United, wasn't it?
Yeah,
so he should be at Celtic in this database.
I was looking at Real Madrid's team as well, and their team is crazy.
I haven't even looked at that.
Oh my god,
disgusting that team!
They got like Brazilian Ronaldo, David Beckham in their team. Yeah, oh, Raul they got in their team. Oh, I had a quick look through. Roberto Carlos in the team. Oh, it was just crazy. Absolutely crazy.
That'll be Beckham at the peak of his powers as well.
David Beckham, he's at Real Madrid, yeah. I don't know if he's... I think he went the season before that, didn't they? Or the season before that. He'd been there a couple of years now, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's in the Madrid team because I had a look at it earlier on. But yeah, he's got so many, like 20 free kicks, 20 corners, 20 crossing. All 20s across the board. I'm thinking, wow, he's just amazing.
And another little buggy thing about the game as well, which I did want to mention. The last couple of databases, he hasn't been able to figure out how to get the prices sort of back to how they used to be. So I think that's sort of like coded into the game. So it is a tough one, but like he's managed to sort of half do it this time in the way that like their value are quite low.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I know in the 03-04, it weren't too bad when I was Portal Manager. It was right. Like, the prices weren't too bad. The wages were quite accurate for the time as well. So it'd be good. It's good that if it's a bit better.
But the issue is as soon as you bid on them, their prices fly up. Like, the club want a lot more. Like to be fair, I got Snyder for £9 million, I think it was, which is a steal.
That's a bargain.
Yeah. But Ryan Taylor cost me £20 million.
We live in a world where Ryan Taylor costs more than Wesley Snyder.
Like, I know, right? And I wouldn't mind, but he's not even over the wall, Ryan Taylor, because he's got his free kicks are only 13. Like, he was a blinding free kick taker. So I'm hoping that goes up. But £20 million for Ryan Taylor. But I think he was valued at like 4 million or something like that. So I don't know if that's a bug that could be sorted out or what, but it's just, even though the value of the players are probably around the right thing, like players in 06, 07, I don't think went for £20 million, especially not your right backs.
I was going to say, I mean, for your standard player, because I'm just trying to think of transfers around that time. I mean, I know Ronaldo at Real Madrid was like a record breaker, so we can count that out. But I think 20 mil.
Yeah, but Ryan Taylor from Wigan to Newcastle.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, you didn't see many transfers for around about that amount. Not for a average player anyway, let's say.
No. And that's what I mean. I think it's just one of them where it's... I think he's just trying to figure out how to work around the new database system. Obviously, Park Era said, it changes quite often, doesn't it?
Yeah, so. But some things you won't be able to get over. So it adds to the challenge of the game. Let's say.
Oh, well, I took the hit because I needed a right back. I think Peter Ramage was my only right back. So I had to get a right back, and I liked Ryan Taylor when he was at Newcastle, even though it was later than 2006-07. But I quite liked him, and you know he fit the position I needed almost perfectly. So I was like, I'll take the hit. Plus Newcastle had £57 million, which was looking spectacular.
Well, like, this is pre Mike Ashley, so yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, although to be fair, I do have to look at Lee Charney's fucking bald head every time he messages me for some reason, even though it's pre Mike Ashley.
But I was gonna say, would you rather have Mike Ashley's face on there all the time, or do you want Lee Charney's bald head?
I think I'd prefer Mike Ashley purely because at least he's got the balls to actually follow through with whatever he thinks. Lee Charney's just like that yes man. He reminds me of the guy off Danger Mouse. You know, what's the little dude from Danger Mouse?
What, Secret Squirrel? Penfold, yeah.
That's what he reminds me of, Penfold. He's just like a yes man who's just like, yes, boss.
Yeah.
And he's just a little sleazy, little bald, horrible man. So, yeah, in that respect, I would rather have a picture of Mike Ashley, because Mike Ashley will tell him what to do. This is how I see it. I see Mike Ashley going, being brutal, basically. Brutally honest, because he doesn't give a fuck, does he? Let's face it, Mike Ashley's an absolute tit. I mean, Cheech will know this.
He's the worst guy on the planet.
Yeah, like, and even with this whole thing recently where he's like, you know...
Keeping the sports direct shops open.
And raising the prices by 50% of all of the gym equipment.
I seen quite a funny meme the other day, actually, and it was like, just fight off the coronavirus with a Donny tennis racket and all that for like £20.
Yeah, like at least he's brutal and he'll just come out and he'll go, no, that's, you know, and I just feel like he's the guy that says what goes on, and Penfold, I'm just going to call him Penfold for the sake of this thingy. He tells Penfold to tell the 52,000 Newcastle fans or the whole country. You know, depending on what he's talking about, whether it's Sport Direct closing or anything to do with Newcastle, he tells them to say no about something, and he'll go in there and he'll just make something up and be really slimy about it, and like, you know, make it so like, oh well, he said I have to do this, and I just feel like he'll sugarcoat it rather than just say it how it is.
You can't win with these Newcastle fans, I tell you, they want it one way or the other.
No, I'd rather Lee Charney and Mike Ashley both fuck off, to be fair. But if I had to choose whose face to see, at least I can sort of look at Mike Ashley and go, do you know what? As much of a dick as he is, at least he stands by his morals, whether he's got them or not. And it is horrible the way he is. But at least when he says he wants to do something, he will push heaven and high water, or whatever you say, to do it. Whereas Lee Charney's just sort of like an Igor sort of Penfold sort of weird mutation. Like, that's how much I do hate him more than I hate Mike Ashley.
I bet you wouldn't listen to this podcast for Danger Mouse references, I tell you. You didn't expect this on your Football Manager podcast.
Sponsored by Danger Mouse.
No, and this isn't even a tangent. This is just what was planned. Danger Mouse on Football Manager.
Yeah.
Show. Anyway, I think that's enough for that. Because to be fair, as much brilliance as there is in this database, there's a lot that makes me angry.
Well, that's not the database's fault, is it?
No, it's not the database's fault. It's my personal thoughts.
Yeah, you're the problem.
I
think you need help.
Just dragging up some bad memories for you, mate. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, don't get me started on Michael Owen. You'll have to watch my YouTube series to get me started on Michael Owen, because I'm not gonna start on that one on the show.
Yeah, I saw that episode this morning. But you had.
Yeah. I do go off like, on a bit. Of a
Michael, Michael Owen, he's gone. He's gone. He's out. Yeah.
Like, and he's so good as well. And it's just like, I could use him, but I'm making a point.
I think I'm being
Mike Ashley. That's what I'm doing. I'm being Mike Ashley. He's going, and I don't care who it pisses off. He's off.
I think you need to embrace the wisdom that is Michael Owen.
Enough of that. Let's move on to the quiz, where it is currently 6-5-2 to Parkera. It's not really 6-5-2 to Parkera. It's 6-5-2 to Super Swan. Can I catch the Swan, or will Parkera close the gap? We have got Cheech to find out, I guess. So how are we doing this quiz, Cheech?
Right, so I've got two rounds for the quiz. I was going to make it three, but I didn't want to make it too long. So we'll do the first round will be a game of higher or lower. So that means that I'll get you guys to choose between three different attributes. So there's finishing, passing and tackling. I'll give you a starting player, and then I'll ask if you think the next player has a higher or a lower attribute for the finishing, passing or tackling. And then you get a point if everyone you get right, basically.
Oh, sounds fun.
Okay, interesting.
So I'll let Super Swan go first on this one.
Yeah, so you've got a choice between finishing, passing or tackling.
So we got to guess which is the highest attribute out of those three, is it?
Yeah. Well, you can choose one of those topics, and I've got players for each of the topics.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so if you pick finishing, I'll give you the finishing questions, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll go start with finishing then.
Finishing. Okay, so...
Always taking the easy route.
We'll start with an easy one. Cristiano Ronaldo's on 19 for finishing in the game. Is Erling Haaland higher or lower than 19?
Oh,
that's not easy.
Well, 19 is quite high. I don't think Erling Haaland has 20 finishing, so I'm going to go lower.
It's lower. It's 18.
Oh,
yes. It's a close one.
Yeah, it was close.
So next up, we've got Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney, is his finishing higher or lower than Erling Haaland's?
So this is still for me, yeah?
Yeah.
So Wayne Rooney at 18 had Haaland, isn't it? Lower.
It's lower, it's 15.
Oh, get in there.
Two for two, well done. Next up, we've got Antoine Griezmann. Is his finishing higher or lower than the 15 for Wayne Rooney?
I go higher.
Yep, higher, it's 18. Yes. 3 out of 3 so far, two more to go. Next up, we've got Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Is his finishing higher or lower than 18 for Griezmann?
Ooh. Lower.
That's 17, it's lower.
Oh, get in there.
Right, one last one. Let's see if you can make it. 5 out of 5. Mohamed Salah, is his finishing higher or lower than 17?
I think this might be a trick question. It's because everyone's going to assume
what's
it's higher.
What's tricky about it?
I'm going to go lower.
It's higher. It's 18.
Oh. That was, you're a Liverpool fan as well, Swan.
I know. I don't know the answer off the top of my head, but I thought it might be a trick question at the end. But that's fine. I'll take 4 out of 5. I'm happy with that.
4 out of 5 is a good shout. Right, so I've got passing or tackling left. Whoever wants to go next.
Go on. Parker can go next.
I'll take tackling.
Tackling, right. Okay, so we'll start tackling off with Dejan Lovren. He's got 17.
Fuck off.
Gerard Piquet higher or lower than 17?
Who?
Gerard Piquet.
Higher.
He's lower, it's 15 in the game. So Gerard Piquet on 15. Is Toby Alderweireld higher or lower than a 15 for tackling?
Higher.
He is higher, it's 16. Next up is Sven Bender is it Leverkusen, I think he's at? I can't remember off the top of my head. Is his tackling higher or lower than the 16?
Lower.
It's higher, it's 18. And next up we've got John Stones. Is John Stones tackling higher or lower than the 18 for Sven Bender?
Lower.
It's lower, it's 17. 2 out of 4 so far. And the last one is Giorgio Chiellini. Is his tackling higher or lower than the 17 for John Stones?
Higher.
It's higher, it's 19. 3 out of 5, that's not too bad, mate.
You know what the funny thing is whenever he was wrong, I looked up at the Skype thing and it had a Homer on the picture going, Dolk.
Right, Dolk. So you're up next with passing.
I'll take what's left because, you know, I'm a gentleman. I'll just take what's left.
You could have gone first if you wanted to.
I chose not to. I'll be the bigger man.
You might be regretting this.
I will be, but...
We'll start with Thiago.
Right, so what is it? Passing?
Yeah, passing. Okay. Thiago's passing is a 17. Sorry, I said Barcelona there. It's Bayern Munich, is that now, isn't it? Is Miralem Pjanic got a higher or lower rating than 17 for passing?
Lower.
It's higher, it's 18.
Diff.
So you need 4 out of 4 here. Jordan Henderson next. Is his passing higher or lower than an 18 for Miralem Pjanic?
It's got to be lower.
Yeah, it's lower, it's 16. Jorginho at Chelsea is next. Is his passing higher or lower than Jordan Henderson's 16?
Higher.
Yeah, it's higher, it's 18. And we've got Lo Celso from Tottenham next. Is his passing higher or lower than the 18 for Jorginho?
Lower.
It's lower, it's 17, last one. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, is his passing higher or lower than Giovanni Lo Celso at 17?
I'm going to go lower.
Yes, it's lower, 4 out of 5. Right, I don't know if I should come up with a bonus question here now. I didn't think he's really got 4 out of 5.
To be fair, Swan drove me forward there. Knowing he had 4, I had to get 4.
Yeah, that was that.
It's nice to know I have that sort of influence over you, mate. It's fine.
Right, well, we can't call that on a draw, can we? Hold on.
Well, we could, I guess, because there's 2 rounds, isn't there?
Yeah, there's 2 rounds. You can go on a draw if you want to do that. The next one is more topical than the first round. So this round will be FM06 Wonder Kids, Who Am I? So I've made it topical. It's round about the same time as the subject matter of the pod. So basically, as fastest finger first, I'm going to read out a couple of facts on a Wonder Kid from FM06. And obviously, it's a point to whoever gets it. So we will start. I won't give you the name, obviously, but I'll just give you some facts on the player. Some of them were quite difficult, so I can give you hints if need be. Just because trying to find facts on players from 15 years ago is quite difficult.
Yeah.
So we'll start with the first one. Who am I? I was born in 1984. My clubs have included Boca Juniors, Corinthians, Juventus and Shanghai Shenhua. I once pulled out a baby's dummy out of my shorts.
Oh, Super Swan. I know who that is.
Yep, Swan.
Tevez.
It's Tevez it is.
It was this whole dummy thing. That's what it was.
Yeah, some of them might be a wee bit obvious. Some of them might not be as bad. Next up, I was born in 1989, although that's been questioned. My previous clubs include Benfica, Monaco, and Philadelphia Union. And I scored my first international goal.
Swan, I know who that is.
Yeah,
go for Freddy it. Adu.
Freddy Adu it is.
Yeah, is the whole guess of the age thing. I think there was a thing about him being older than he actually was.
Actually, there was that. They had that for a couple of players.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was thinking Martins when you said that.
I thought Martins at first, yeah.
And then there was that Lazio guy.
Said that at the time.
Then there was that Lazio guy, wasn't there, who looked about 60.
Right, next up, we've got... I was born in 1986... So I'll be 33 now. My clubs include Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates. And my nickname is Cheese Boy.
I saw you write that on something the other day.
Yeah. I was wondering if somebody would pick up on that.
Oh, I can't remember who it was. Do I get half a point because I saw it? Oh, what was his name?
I don't know.
It began with M, didn't it?
It did. You're close.
Oh, I'm not going to get it because I've never heard of him before, so I won't get it.
He's South African, if that helps.
No, not really.
No. Let me see if there's anything else that would pick it up. He played for... you wouldn't even know that either. Yeah, this one's quite a bit the more difficult. He is well known, I would say, anyway. But around about that time, just talking about 15 years ago.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know who it is.
Yeah, I had not heard of him because it was on the thread, wasn't it?
Mokoena.
Yeah, it was on the thread, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. He was one of
classics.
Oh, always remembered this guy. I don't know why. I think just because he was so cheap.
Yeah.
As a wonder kid. Okay, so we'll go to the next one. This chap was born in 1984. Previous clubs included Inter, Rubin Kazan and Birmingham City.
Open for me, Martins.
Yeah, as well.
I
didn't want to give that away there earlier.
I noticed you'd left Newcastle out, but he went to Birmingham after Newcastle, didn't he?
He saved that answer for a long time.
Right, well, so I said it at the beginning of the quiz, to be fair.
We've got two left. I can do a tiebreaker if we need to for this one. So this next chap was born in 1987. That'll make him 33 now. His previous clubs include Parma, Villarreal and Fiorentina.
Oh, Swan. Yeah. Giuseppe Rossi.
It is Giuseppe Rossi. Okay, Alex, I thought you would have got that.
I was going to say another guy. You left Newcastle out again.
I did.
and Man United.
It'd be too easy if I gave you that. And the last one, so this could be a win for Swan or a tiebreaker. This chap was born in 1986. His previous clubs include Porto, Inter, and Shanghai Shenhua. This chap was quite hard to find. Yeah. Who was that, sorry?
Didier Drogba.
It's not. This chap was quite hard to find facts out on. He did play 50 caps for Colombia.
Oh, all right. It wasn't what I thought of then. I was going to say somebody else, but you said Colombia.
Colombian Wonder Kids.
Is it? Freddie Guarin.
As Freddie Guarin.
Oh,
absolute tit.
Is that a one plus one?
He's the only Colombian wonder kid I know.
Yeah, can we do the tiebreaker from the first round again?
yeah, that's what I've got then, guys. So well done, okay. Swan.
Well done, Swan.
Oh, in fact, wait on that. Sorry, guys. I beg your pardon. I have got two more that I wrote down that I totally forgot. I did do eight. Sorry, I thought I'd finished there, but yeah, there's another two, so you've still got a chance, Kylex, to come back in this.
Have I?
This next chap, he was born in 1984. His previous clubs include Villa, West Ham and Middlesbrough.
Kylex.
Yep.
Villa.
Villa, West Ham and Middlesbrough.
I know who it is. I'll let you go first, though. I know who it is.
It's not Downing, is it?
It's the,
yeah.
Yes!
It is Stuart Downing, yeah.
It's the comeback on. Right, this is the final one, but we might need a tiebreaker after all. This chap was born in 1985. Previous clubs include Bayern, Inter and Galatasaray. And this one, he owns a kebab shop and an ice cream parlor in Cologne, Germany.
Hakan someone?
No, it's not.
Mr. Whippy?
I think I've fallen at the last hurdle here.
Yeah, I don't know who this is.
This chap did play in England. I don't want to give you the club because it might be too easy. He was born in Poland but represented Germany at national team level.
No, I don't think I can get it.
He was a striker or a wide forward, depending on where he was played.
Oh, is it Thomas Muller?
It's not Thomas Muller. This chap did play in England towards the end of his career for one of the big four clubs.
Oh, I know who it is. Can I get another guess?
Yeah, go for it.
Podolski.
That is Podolski. Lucas Podolski. So Swan does win in the end then.
Yes, get in there.
Those were quite difficult, to be fair. It is quite hard to find facts about folks, so well played.
Yeah, I'm not. The who am I questions are not really my forte, but well done, Swan. Until
Jim,
next time.
Appreciate the support.
Okay, so with that being done, that is pretty much all we've got time for. We've got a little bit of time just to tell you where to find us. So, Cheech, you can go first, being the special guest.
Yeah, so you can get me on Twitter at FM_Cheech, and my YouTube page is CheechFM, along with my Twitch, where I'm streaming a Bolton save probably about twice a week. And obviously the Atherton games on YouTube that we spoke about earlier.
Okay, and Parkera?
Yeah, you can catch me YouTube, Parkera Games, Twitter, Parkera Games, and also Instagram, the same deal, Parkera Games.
Are you still playing the farm in Parkera?
Yeah, still doing that. Got another two in the bag to go up.
Nice.
Welcome to Farming Simulator Show. Super Swan, where can we find you?
So, yeah, Super Swan on the YouTubes doing the Football Manager. Super Swan YT on Twitter. I do some Twitch as well, with Super_Swan on Twitch, doing some Final Fantasy 9 streaming on there, which my three guests here are all part of my lovely crew of people. And yeah, pretty much on the Discord, Super Swan.
Does the Super_Swan insinuate that you're not the first or best Swan on Super Swan?
I was quite surprised when I found that the name had been taken. So I need to track down who this alternate Super Swan is and claim my stake.
I've heard that he lives in Chester.
Well,
Swan fight.
Swan versus Swan in Chester.
Whoever's not Welsh, he's going to win, aren't they?
Well, he could be Welsh as well.
He could be. That would be a turn for the books, wouldn't it?
It'd be a good plucking.
Yeah, it would be a good plucking. Or a bad plucking. Okay, and I, as usual, IR baboon. I am, as usual, Kylex Plays Everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. So go follow me on all of them great places. And one more time before we go, please, if you do get the chance, rate and review the podcast, because it does really, really help us. So for now, it is goodbye from me. Goodbye from Cheech.
See you later, guys.
Goodbye from Super Swan.
Have a good one, guys.
And Parkera.
Kia kaha.
There it is. See you later, guys.
See you.